Good morning, can you hear me? This is Sergeant Bennett.
Good morning, is Natalie there, please?
Speaking.
Hi, Natalie, how are you?
Okay, who am I speaking with?
So my name is Jay with Family First Home Care.
Oh, hi, how are you?
Good, good, good. Just going to touch base with you. I need to spoke with some of my team members last week, but there hasn't been a response since then. So how many hours are you looking for home care?
Right now, I'm looking to try out your agency. I'm looking for 36 hours.
Okay, which hours are you looking for?
In total, I have 112 hours.
Okay, so you want to try us out for 36 hours per week, right?
Yes, because I want to try you guys out, because every agency promises beautiful things, but then the reality is totally different.
Perfect. What schedule are you looking at? Saturday and Sunday, 8 to 9?
No, Saturday and Sunday is 26 hours, which is a 13 and 13 hour day.
So 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., right?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay.
And I would like someone who can drive, who has a license.
Okay. And they don't have to speak Spanish, right?
Not necessarily, but I would like someone that might know my culture.
Okay, no problem.
Because I am bilingual.
Perfect. Okay, so you're looking for Saturday and Sunday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. What else are you looking for? Just those?
I'm sorry?
What else are you looking for? Just Saturday and Sunday?
And then there's 10 hours from 10 to 12, 10 p.m. to 12 midnight. But I had someone in mind for that one.
Okay, so why don't we start with 26 hours, and we'll go from there.
That sounds fine. And then I know that you, what is the salary that you guys offer to the caregivers?
That we discuss with the caregivers, of course. That's, you know, we don't discuss that with the patients.
Okay, then that will happen when you provide the caregiver. When I provide the caregiver, because that's the problem that I'm having with every agency. This is the first time I'm going to.
If you provide the caregiver, then we can have the discussion with the caregiver, sure. Do you have your own aides? Or it sounds like you need aides for Saturday and Sunday, right?
I need an aide for Saturday and Sunday. Because you see, my caregivers, I take with me wherever I go.
Perfect. So
but
then we'll look
since
for
I'm trying.
We'll look for an aide for Saturday and
Sunday.
Where
are you guys based in?
We're in the whole state. So we're smack dab in the middle of Philly. We service all the counties.
All the counties are just
Schuylkill.
Mm-hmm. Because I have friends. Because besides being a participant, I am also a paralegal advocate that works helping individuals get their services.
Perfect. So we can help
us remember. The way I found out about your agency is because you guys were recommended to a case that I'm working on. But because we have no idea who you are, you know, we research and everything that's in the website and the advertisements, everything is very pretty, just like every agency that I've used. Because you see, I did self-direct for the beginning of my services. And that was a nightmare. Number one, because they hardly pay. Number two, because the pay broker that they use is a horrible, horrible system to deal with. Lack of professionalism, lack of communication, lack of return phone calls on time. And that's why I changed to the agency model. And I'm already on my my fifth agency.
Okay, so let's do like this. We're gonna assist you. We're gonna try to get this case staffed. You'll see how good we are, and then you'll call us back for other cases, okay?
I don't know why I'm having a hard time hearing you.
I don't know, maybe it's a connection. I said that we're gonna work on staffing. As soon as we get an aide, we'll let you know, and then we'll be able to help out your other patients, okay?
Okay, that was the same thing that your coworker told me.
All right, very good. Give us a few days, we'll get back to you, okay?
What was your name again?
Jay.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.